the mid-morning sun shone down brightly on a sad little ceremony in the grounds of Redwall Abbey. Brother Hal was laid to his final rest amid much mourning. There were wreaths and posies of wild flowers and small tokens from his friends. Thrugan reverently placed a small quill pen in tribute to the recorder of the abbey, and Baby Dumble put his favourite straw mouse doll alongside it on the neat heap of earth, surrounded by brightly coloured pebbles. Mrs. Faith Spinney recited a few lines.
"Your seasons have run their course, old friend. In your good life we were proud to take part. But in springtime's unborn and summer's to come, you will live in each Redwaller's heart."
While the ceremony took place at the West Lawn, a rope snaked downward from a first-floor window at the east side of the Abbey building. Samkin and Arula were down on the ground in a twinkling and running for the east wall gate. Beside a haversack of provisions apiece, Samkin carried a quiver of arrows and the bow that had fired the shaft which struck Brother Hal down. Arula had a big pruning knife and a sling with a pouch of pebbles. They opened the small wall gate quickly and let themselves out into the leafy depths of Mossflower Woods. After the ceremony, Brother Hollybury and the abbess made their way up to the infirmary. The abbess dried her eyes on a spotted kerchief.
"Oh, brother, I can understand how poor Samkin was too upset to attend Brother Hal's last resting. Well, maybe it will be some consolation to him that we've recommended his name to Thrug as a member of the search party for those two stoats."
The infirmary door was wide open. Hollybury entered, looked around the empty room, and picked up a pillowcase with a badly scrawled charcoal message written on it.
"The stoats are the ones what did it. We will fetch them back, and the sword too. Tell Friar Bellows it was not me. Do not worry. Me and Arula will be all right. Samkin."
The abbess produced a kerchief and wiped her eyes.
"Hollybury, they may be in danger. We cannot let them go alone."
The old infirmary keeper took the kerchief and dried Vale's eyes.
"We have to. I feel that the sword of Martin did not fall from the roof to land at Sam Kim's side for nothing. He is marked by destiny and the sign from our abbey spirit. Call off the search party, Vale. Let us put our trust in two young friends and Martin the warrior."
The sun started its inexorable descent into the horizon, far out to sea. At the close of a long, hot day, the sky remained cloudless. Salamandastron's monolithic rock took on a somber purple aspect against the dusty fawn of the darkening shoreline. Hares of the Long Patrol watched from the top of the crater. Armed and alert, each one silently surveyed the torchlit horde advancing steadily through the dunes. Myriad pinpricks of light, like a river of stars fallen to earth, were separating in the distance like the horns of some great animal, closing in to surround the mountain. Ferrago the assassin was coming to Salamandastron.